Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. Grady Deaton here, coffee at KYUK, as usual, excited, and also as usual, shouting out to the Yukon and the coast as well. It is spring. Many people are busy in the collection of eggs and greens, and they're filling their larder for the next winter with a taste of spring. KYUK's Johanna Urich called Lou Adams in Platinum to find out what she's been out gathering. Here's that.
Lou, how old are you?
I'm 61.
Well, you're just a child. I'm 68.
How old are you?
68. I got four grandkids.
Oh, you got me. You trumped me.
I got four grandkids, but I'm sure you have more.
No, I have four grandkids. I have two boys and two girls.
I've got one girl and three boys, and you know what? I spoil them. I need to have there needs to be a special AA group for grannies because we can't help ourselves.
My other three live in Seattle, but I have one living here with me,
mm-hmm.
with my son, so I help out with her.
Oh, you're so lucky because mine are living in Los Angeles, and I don't see them near enough.
Yeah, I only see the ones from Seattle in the summertime.
Well, let's talk eggs.
Eggs.
Do you gather
Egg hunting?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we do that here. We gather out on the tundra beyond the airport. We get Arctic tern eggs, and then we go down to Jalan where there's a marshy area, and we get seagull eggs, duck eggs, crane eggs, and swan eggs.
Mm-hmm. And
right now, it'll be ptarmigan and the black bristled plovers are the ones that lay early. But I haven't gone out yet. Oh, and we get, we go up to Bird Rock, and we also get seagull eggs from there, and also, what are the ones that egg blue eggs? But I do like the blue eggs that we get from Bird Rock, and I like the duck eggs.
Mm.
But the goose are the best. Goose eggs are the best.
Really? Why?
Mm-hmm. Their yolk, when you eat it, it's so creamy.
Boy.
Even when you cook it, to me, they taste creamy.
Ah. Mm-hmm. So there's no comparison to those chicken eggs you get at the store and these.
Oh, no, not at all. It's a whole different flavor. They got the flavor of their own. The geese, the swan eggs, the crane eggs, they all have their own flavor. And then we get Arctic tern eggs. I use those sometimes for baking cake. They turn out good.
Arctic terns, they mm-hmm. make really good cake.
They put even duck eggs make good egg good cake.
I've never
they
tried
have
that.
Good flavor.
Mm. So, is it a fishy flavor?
No. It's not a fishy flavor. It's just they're wild eggs, so they kind of have their own flavor. But it's not fishy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when did you first remember going out to get eggs?
Oh, when I was learning how to walk, I guess my mom and dad always took us out when we were kids, especially my mom. Because my dad worked at the railroad sometimes, so we were home alone a lot, but my mom always took us out with my uncle. But I was just toddling. From the time I can remember, we always went out and get wild eggs.
So is that if you were to think of spring, would that be one of the things you would think of?
Yes. And geese hunting. And then after geese hunting is egg hunting season. Like at the end of May or June is when we go out egging.
Some people have actually gone out now and found some eggs.
Yeah, they found some, the one I seen on Facebook was black-breasted clover eggs. I don't know what else they find, and they might be able to find crane eggs because they lay early too.
So when do you plan to go out?
Maybe end of June. Oh no, end of May and early June. That's when I start going out again because I know there will be plenty out there.
Ah, yeah. Some people say they gather eggs until they start seeing the little chick embryo inside the egg, and then they don't pick those.
Yeah, when I don't pick them, when they start showing the red, it'll be like a little viney, like a blood clot. That's when I quit getting eggs.
And how do you keep the eggs? Do you cook them all, or do you...
Depending on how much I get, if I have enough fish to boil, I boil them. And if I get plenty eggs, I crack them in a bowl, mix them up, and I put them in a Ziploc and freeze them for later.
Aha! So that's the omelet to come.
Yeah, or even like scrambled eggs. My son especially likes tern eggs. He likes to make omelets with them.
Well, you're making me drool.
I'm starting to drool myself.
Oh, wow. Do you also, I mean, the thing, I've never gathered wild eggs, but I have gathered greens. And I don't know what they call them here in Yupik, but we used to call it sourdough.
Oh, yeah, sourdough leaves. Mm-hmm. We gather those later during June, end of June or July. But like in this part of the month in this area, we gather kapok. I forgot. I think they're potato, Eskimo potato. My son looked it up. First, I thought they were something else, but that's what he told me they were. They grow in ponds, and you among the moss, they go where there's a stream, like it's flowing. The pond has a little creek flow, and it flows constantly, and so they grow in areas like that, mossy areas, and you pick them out from amongst the moss.
And it has like a little tuber or something at the bottom?
No, it's just a long, hollow, it's like a long, hollow stem.
And what do you do with that?
Oh, we use it to, when we make duck soup or goose soup, we cut it up and we add it for flavoring. Or if you're eating ram, you use it as a side dish for vegetable. Or you can just saute it with butter, season it, and have it like a vegetable side dish.
Okay, now I'm drooling again. This is a very tough conversation for a person who likes to eat to have.
Yeah, I like eating myself, too.
I like cooking. I like going out and gardening. I like going out and picking wild things.
Uh-huh.
If it ends up on the table, I'm into it.
Yeah, and right now they're gathering those greens from the ponds. I only picked up 15 gallons worth already.
15?
My sister helped me, and I filled a 15-gallon.
Wow.
But I want more because I use it for seasoning. Because we live way out here. Sometimes our grocery orders don't get here on time. And when we run out of vegetables, that's when I start sauteing it with butter and season it and have it like a vegetable.
Wow,
that... I think it's high in vitamin C because it's really dark green.
Yeah. Well, you know, where I grew up in Pennsylvania, we had something we called leeks, and they were kind of a wild onion. And boy, no spring was complete without going and getting those. And down south in West Virginia, they called them ramps. But I thought ramps was a different thing until I went down south and I went out to gather ramps. And I'm going, hey, I know these guys. These are leeks.
Like in here, different dialects, they call it something else.
Mm-hmm.
In Yupik.
Mm-hmm. But when you go out to gather them, we all agree what they look like and how they taste, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like going out with my sister when I go. I gather some here, but they're not as long or as big as the ones I get in Greenhuff. Greenhuff got the best greens. But I gather sourdough leaves and fiddle ferns. Mm. Fiddle ferns, yeah.
You know, I grow in Anchorage. That's where I really live. I have a big garden, and I planted, everybody was putting all these fancy kind of like flowery ferns. I just planted fiddle ferns so I could go out the door and just get some.
I go out and I get a whole bunch. And also with fiddle ferns, you can saute them with butter and season it.
Do you ever get morels, mushrooms up there?
Oh, no, we hardly get morels, but we get botellas and the fluted, I forgot what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chanterelles?
And no, I have a mushroom book.
My son,
when he was growing up, he wanted, because his dad took him out all the time. So I had to get a mushroom book to show him what was safe and what wasn't.
Yeah.
So, because he liked eating.
My uncle was really into mushrooms, and he used to tell me, Johanna, you have to be careful.
Yeah, my late husband was really into mushrooms, too. Oh, we found a morel one time, but they're kind of scarce here.
Yeah.
But we get the ones they call botella, they have like a foamy bottom. You take the foam off and you can cut them up and saute them. And
yep, I know exactly. Like, but that. Those are kind of boletes. That's what they call those.
Oh, okay.
But it's a whole family of mushrooms. I don't know which boletes you have, but the ones the Europeans have, oh my God. Oh, ho, ho, ho. They call them seps in France. And, you know, I swear when the seps are out, you go driving out in the country, you have cars parked all over the place.
Wow.
Everybody is out there with their baskets after them. They are.
On a Saturday, like, we get together because this is bear country here. Whole bunch of ladies, like, we'll have, like, four or five four-wheelers, and each four-wheeler has two persons on them. We'll go out and gather together. We'll gather the fiddle ferns.
Ah. Wow. And where did you grow up?
In Green. I was born and raised in Neek until I was six, and we moved to Greenhawk, and I lived there until after I graduated. And I moved to Anchorage and lived in Seattle for a little bit. And then that's why my daughter lives in Seattle, because she grew up in the cities. So when I got pregnant with my second pregnancy, even though I didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, I wanted to raise my child in a subsistence lifestyle. So we moved out here. We called around first where we might be able to get a job, where there was a job availability. And we had job availability here in Platinum, so we moved here.
Well, I think your second child's very lucky.
He provides for us, and if we get enough to share, we share with the elders. There's like one, two, three elders that live here.
You're not old enough to be an elder yet?
Oh, I am considered, near elderly. I guess when you're 65, they start calling you an elder.
You're an elder in training.
Yeah, an elder in training.
Well, Lou, it's been a real pleasure. I have some dried morels that I gathered just before I got out here.
And
I'm going to email you, and you can send me your address, and I'll send you a little packet of morels.
Oh, okay.
How's that for a deal?
That sounds like a deal. Man, my mouth is watering.
Okay.
I think I need to have a drink of water.
Well, thanks, Lou, and thanks so much for taking the time.
You're welcome. You have a nice day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That's Joanna Urich speaking with Lou Adams in Platinum. If you'd like to be a guest or suggest a show topic, please don't hesitate to do so today. You can give us a call at 543-3131, or you can email me directly, grady@kyuk.org, and I'd be happy to consider your recommendation. Indeed, looking to invite you here to talk with me. Leaves me only one thing left to say, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.